Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ooh, Romero, Pebbles, Melissa. Okay, so let me give you our phone number. Because somebody needs your help. 833-973-0969. 833-973-0969. Call that number if you have an idea for the best way to break up with somebody. You know, right before the holidays, during the holiday season. Like now. Because, this person needs your help. Let me introduce you to her. She doesn't want her name. We'll call you Angela. Hello, Angela.
Hi.
Okay, you need some help with something?
Oh, my God, yes. This is, like, wrong time of the year for this, but I don't know. Like, I just need some suggestions, ideas, something, help.
Okay.
the desperation.
Okay. Corona.
No.
Okay. wait, I don't even know what the problem is. I can't really. You got to give us something here.
Okay, so I've been dating this guy for a couple of months. He's a nice guy, but, you know, it's not there. But the holidays came, Thanksgiving came, and I was like, he was like, oh, family, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, we'll do our family thing. We went to his family. We went to my family. On Thanksgiving, he drank a little too much. Mm-hmm. And apparently told my sister, who immediately had to come and tell me, that he plans to propose.
To you?
Oh.
Yes.
I was going to say, it's early that you said a few months and you all are already going to each other's families.
Wait, and I take it you're not happy about this.
No, I guess my mistake was that taking him to my family's house, I guess I gave him the message that we're further along than...
Oh.
I'm not.
No.
You got him sprung.
What do I do? He's going to propose. He wants to propose on Christmas, and I'm like,
wait, you don't want to marry him at all?
I really wanted to break up with him like a week or two ago, but it was Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, let me wait.
Oh,
and he was like, Thanksgiving family.
No.
Okay, this is good.
So now, what do I do? Like, I'm like, now I'm the bitch who's going to break up with him before Christmas.
Yeah. Well, he said it maybe because he was drunk. He was just saying it, and he didn't.
He showed her a picture of some ring. I don't know if he said he already bought it.
God.
I assume he would lie about that, but I don't know.
After months?
I got to pick up before the ring even appears in my face. I beforehand, I need help. What do I do? How do I do that?
How do you break up with him?
Yeah.
Like now, before Christmas.
All right. So, again, we got to help Angela out. What's the best way to break up with somebody during the holidays? How do you do it? He's going to propose to her on Christmas if she doesn't. 833-973-0969. Help your Papa Brady.
Papa Brady from Dorchester.
What up, Papa Listen, Brady?
Angela.
Angela, I'm talking to you. You sit him down. You go to his house. And you sit him down and you look him right in his eye. And you put your big panties on and say... I'm in therapy, and me and my therapist think we should break up.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, blame it on the therapist.
That's beautiful. That's because then he's going to be like, oh, man. Like, you can't argue with a therapist. The therapist is always right, right? Papa
See,
Brady.
I think she should just make a joke about it. Like, they're having a random conversation, and all she needs to do is be like, marriage.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to get married? I certainly don't.
Oh, did you hear Cindy just got engaged?
Right. Yeah, right.
What a loser. Oh, God. Thank God you and I are just in it for the sex.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even address the marriage thing.
This is Rose. Hi, Rose. Rose.
Hi. I was saying that he should insert a mole and have somebody come on to him and catch him flirting with someone, like one of his girlfriends.
Ooh, that's
Why
good.
Why are we doing all this work when we could just break up with him?
So Why?
Because this way he looks like the bad guy.
That's hilarious.
Like, blame it on the therapist. Yes. Blame it on... Yes, yes. Blame it on him.
Man, you know what? Make things so much more difficult than they need to be.
I can't believe you got with Becky. That's I was thinking about marrying you. You piece of trash.
I was going to propose to you on Christmas.
Yeah. Forget it now. Oh, hi, Kara.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
So,
Kara.
So,
yeah, hey, pick up your phone. Pick up your phone. This is. You have your radio on. You're all out of it.
What a mess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, well, I think she should go on Vistaprint and make herself a Christmas card and write all that cliche shit about breaking up.
Yep.
And just send him that Christmas card. It's a no contact type thing, so you don't have to be in person with it, but it gets your point across.
Now, that was just evil. Pebble, she said, make a Christmas card where she breaks up with him. Could you imagine he's getting this Christmas card? He's like, oh my God, Angela sent me a Christmas. This is so beautiful. Let me open it. It's a picture of Angela.
I'm going to put this in my fridge.
He's hanging up in the fridge. He probably don't read it for a couple days. Then one day he walks by.
That's awful.
I hate you. I'm moving on.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.